Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Dave Brody, what's your phone tap all about?
Elvis, our listener Marissa wanted us to phone tap her husband, Doug. They moved into a townhome a number of months ago, and Doug's kind of lazy, and he hasn't hung up the curtains or the blinds yet, so their giant windows are completely exposed. And the two of them like to walk around the house naked. They've had sex a couple of times in front of the window. And she's telling them, maybe you should hang these up. People are going to complain. So, of course, I call as one of the neighbors in the complex, and I complain.
Right.
The windows.
That's what happens. If you do it in front of the window, Dave Brody's going to see it.
Yeah.
And that's what the phone tap's all about. Here we go. Let's listen in.
Hello?
Doug. Oh, my God. Yeah. You're not going to believe what just happened.
What happened?
That somebody called from the neighborhood. And he's telling us we have to put curtains on our window. He's been watching me and you.
What are you talking about?
He called.
Where?
Listen to me. He got our number from the board, and now he is calling. It's harassment.
He called you today.
This would never happen if you had put those curtains that have been in the garage for 3 months.
Curtains again. What do you think?
3 months those curtains have been sitting in the garage.
I don't call.
I gave him your number. You're going to deal with it like a man.
You gave him my number.
Of course I did. Idiot.
What do you want me to do? You think I have time to argue with some pervert? Well, I'm here at work. What do you think this is? A party over here? I have no privacy in this place.
Answer the phone when he calls. Deal with it.
Fine. I'll talk to him. I gotta go.
Marissa, that was awesome. That was really good. Okay, so I'm gonna call Doug now as the crazy guy, okay?
Okay, great. Perfect.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Doug.
You got him?
Yeah, Doug, did your wife tell you I was going to call you?
Yeah, she did. Who the hell is this?
This is the guy across the street that's looking into your windows, your big picture window.
You tell me where your apartment is. I'm coming home after work, and I'm going to beat your brains out.
Look, I've seen you naked. I'm not really that scared of you. My point is you have a big picture window. I've got kids over here, and they don't need to see you jumping around the house with your wife and frolicking.
You sick little prick. You're staring at me and my wife? Don't stare at me. You're a stick bastard. And then you got the nerve to call me here and harass my wife? What apartment are you in?
You've been in that house for how many months now? Why can't you put a drape up? Would that kill you?
I got something. I'm explaining myself to you. Listen, stay away from the window. It's none of your business what I do.
It is my business. I saw you exercising the other day doing jumping jacks. It was one of the most vulgar things I've ever seen in my life.
Now you listen to me. I'm at work right now. I don't have time for you calling me and harassing me like this, okay? And you call my wife? Step off. It's not... Who cares what I...
Listen, dude, did you ever think about maybe getting your back waxed or something?
You like staring at men's backs from windows?
No, actually, I thought maybe you had a bearskin rug.
You need... Help.
Okay,
mind your
I need help
there.
Every morning you wake up and you do exercises in front of the television set naked. Okay, which one of us is the sick bastard?
Why are you staring? Why are you looking? What's mind your business?
Because it's like a train wreck. If you drive by a car accident, you're going to look.
Shut up. I'm getting in my car. I'm coming to the apartment complex. I'm going to find out where you are, and I'm going to beat the living out of you. You understand?
You know what? I'm going to talk to your wife. I would say she's obviously the one who wears the pants in the family, but since neither one of you does, I don't even know who the hell's in charge over there.
You know what? You're the biggest I ever met. Be outside.
Are you going to have clothing on?
I'm 5 minutes away right now. You dead meat. Stand out in front of my apartment. You're dead.
You left work? You left work already?
Pervert, shut up and be in front of the building.
You left work? You're on your way here. You're
That's
on your
right,
way here now.
Pervert.
You left your office.
I'm 5 minutes away. I'm at the Chevron station right now.
Okay, you might want to turn your car around and go back to work.
What, do you have anything better to do?
Yes.
To harass a family?
Yes, I do have something better to do. It's called a phone tap. Hey, Doug, this is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. You've been phone tapped.
Oh,
boo.
Oh, my God.
I told you to put the curtains on.
Oh, shut up. Put the curtains already.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
I think it's time for curtains.
Yeah, I think so.
And a back wax as well.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.